AM 1450 KBMW.
All right. Strap in. Here we go with our Thursday talk around. Hey, got Dablo here in the morning, coming to you from the hut right here on Dakota Avenue. And time to check in with our favorite historian, because we always need our Janet fix on Thursday. Good morning, young
Good morning.
Lady.
Glad to be here.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good, good, good.
Wind blown from...
Yeah, going to get worse.
I think.
Yeah, throughout the day, according to Uncle Mick here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... We're kind of taking a break from crime.
Well, we've had...
I was a little concerned about you, Janet. We went on this crime spree here for the past few weeks.
But we got to get off of that.
Yeah.
But I still have more.
Okay.
But it's just like, okay, let's talk about something different.
We're taking a detour today.
We are.
We're talking about... It's National Girl Scout Day going
on today. It is. Yeah.
So I'll let you go with this.
Okay. Well, in the Girl Scouts were started in Savannah, Georgia on May 12th, 1912. So they've been around for a while,
mm-hmm.
and they got to our area. What year do you think the first troop was?
Okay, now 1912.
Yep.
I'd say about 1920.
Well, what year are we talking about for the 100th? 1926.
Okay.
Who knew? The girls.
That's when the Girl Scouts, they were a little late to the party here.
They were.
Yeah.
Yes. But in there were like maybe four or five different areas around the state who had troops already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fargo, Grand Forks, you know, Minot, Bismarck probably. So the bigger areas were the higher population. And so they had Girl Scout troops already. So we didn't get ours till September of 1926.
Wow.
Yep. And it said that they were forming two of them. And they were being organized by the Congregational Church. And they had people who were in charge of them. There was a younger one, a younger group, and an older group. So people within a church got them started, and they just kept going. Are they part of a church anymore? Probably not.
Probably not. They've sort of went more to a, what would you say, a governmental kind of thing?
Yeah, I think once they branched out a little bit and you know, did some more of their activities, you know, for the good. So anyway, so in 1933, the Circle of Nations, or the Wahpeton Indian School at that time, started a Girl Scout troop, and that was started by Esther Horn.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was always a very interesting fact. I did some research on it earlier, so I knew that she had started it, but the year was 1933.
I love that lady, and I miss that lady
very
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big influence out there.
Huge.
Yeah. So a little more about the Girl Scouts in general. Their motto is, be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah. And they also started 100 years ago. The Girl Scouts started this. It was called the World Thinking Day. Yeah. Because when we started here in Georgia, a lady had heard about this group in, I think it was Ukraine. So, I mean, there were Girl Scout troops all around.
All over the world,
it was
yeah.
international, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the World Thinking Day was Girl Scout troops were reaching out to one another around the world. And so that's 100 years ago.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
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 Like, we could use a little more of that.
Well, what's going on in somebody else's culture?
Sure.
You know, what are some of the things that are happening? And how do you develop those friendships?
It's actually a great idea.
Very.
Yeah.
So they started that in 1926. And then we also know that there's an international Girl Scout sign, which means if you are meeting someone from another country, you don't do the salute at the brow. You do the three fingers and the thumb. And you
really?
And you do it towards that person.
Okay.
That's what they said, that is the Girl Scout salute.
That's similar to the Boy Scouts then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a handshake. I don't know if it's double top secret or anything, but they usually use a left hand to signify friendship.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Girl Scout salute itself is the three fingers up by the eyebrow. And those three fingers stand for God and country, helping others and keeping the Girl Scout law, which would be the things like being helpful, being friendly, courageous, responsible, honest. They had a whole bunch of...
That was their mission.
Yeah, yeah. That was their, definitely their mission. All right, so the Girl Scouts here locally had, in 1930, they had a little hike to start the year going, and they were going on a five-mile hike at the beginning of the season. And the first group on this five-mile hike was, they were called the Pathfinders.
All right.
And they would scatter bits of paper along the route so that that would show the second group coming which way to follow.
And that was here locally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, yep. What else do we have locally? Well, in 1930, we had a IGA grocery store, and they honored the Girl Scouts.
Okay. So IGA put yep. this in the paper, honoring the Girl Scouts.
Yep. And I believe that this grocery store was located to the west of where Montgomery Ward's store was.
Okay.
So kind of on that block.
Seedless raisins here for 32 cents.
Yeah.
First thing that caught my eye.
Yeah, right. But you can see the Girl Scout up there in the
yeah.
corner, and it just says that they learn about wholesome foods and economy. And try to be happy and healthy. So
I love these ads, these old ads that you bring in here from the paper. I enjoy looking at the prices, too, going, man, yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, they certainly have, right? So what day would we not celebrate National Girl Scout Day without Girl Scout
cookies.
Days? Absolutely.
I was going to ask when the cookies kind of came into to play.
Around 1917, there was a group from Oklahoma that, you know, they wanted to do some fundraising so they could take part in some activities
mm-hmm.
and have these hikes or whatever. So in their school cafeteria, they sold cookies, homemade baked cookies, and, you know, it was a big hit. So a lot of other groups and thought, hey, this is a good idea. So it was kind of like a bake sale.
Sure.
You know, and they made money, and other groups made money, and it took a while, but I think it was by like 1936, then they finally had a bakery, you know, a commercial bakery to make their cookies.
And look what that is today.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of Girl Scouts, that's the first thing that pops up in a lot of people's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't sell Girl Scout cookies during World War II. Because there was a shortage of some of the ingredients that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
So they took a 2-3 year hiatus. And then again in COVID, remember what happened in COVID? They had all these Girl Scout cookies, but they couldn't go door to door to sell.
That's right.
And so they had thousands of boxes
mm-hmm.
of Girl Scout cookies.
There was a glut of Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, there was a lot there. So if you look at the choices of Girl Scout cookies... So what are the choices now, and what were they? And so I got a little sheet here for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, Thin Mints, what's your favorite?
You know, I in preparation for this, I asked a lot of different people, what is your favorite one? And hands down, Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
Yes. But,
I do like the Lemon Ups, too, the lemonade, the lemon cookies. I do like those, too.
Well, the North Dakota favorite is the Caramel Delight. Or the Samoan.
Okay.
And
that's gluten-free, by the way.
And then they're across the United States, the most popular one is the Thin Mint.
All right. All the way across. That yep. is my hands-down favorite.
Thin Mints?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you?
It goes with everything.
Right.
You know, you can have a bowl of ice cream and have a Thin Mint.
And have a Thin Mint with it, right.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
Along with your morning coffee.
Yeah, well, it's just refreshing. And,
sure.
and you know, I think that it's made with this... wafer that has the mint in the wafer, and then yeah. you put chocolate on the outside, and you know, you can't beat that.
I like the Do-Si-Dos too, the peanut butter sandwich, that oatmeal sandwich with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Mm, those are good.
I don't think I've tried that one.
Those are good.
I would probably pick the shortbread as a second choice for
oh,
myself.
Yeah.
yeah. It's just, you know, it's the iconic one of the Girl Scouts because it's very simple, it's got their logo on it. And, you know, it just doesn't have to have all the extra stuff.
Right.
So if you want to put a little peanut butter or chocolate on top, you know, you
there
can
you
do
go.
That. Yeah. I think the peanut butter patties probably would be another one that people would like.
Peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Loving those.
Yeah. And then, and like you mentioned, they have a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip. That's good. A
couple of these gluten-free. They've got their Toffee-tastic that's gluten-free. Buttery with toffee bits. Yeah. It makes me hungry just reading that.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what varieties they sold around.
They do have a lot. They do have quite a variety yet.
They do.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, is that lemonade one still up for sale? And I said, well, I think so.
Yeah. Well, it's still on the list, yeah.
Yeah, it's still on the list. And their list probably isn't expanding, except that they're now kind of venturing out to other products.
Sure.
I think they had some, like those little coffee things through Dunkin' Donuts, and they're doing some peanuts and, you know, nut kind of things that maybe people would sell, would buy.
So. Talking Girl Scouts today with Jana Gagelin. What do you got up for us next week? Return to crime? We go back to Jana's Crimes Free?
Yeah, but if we do, they'll be short ones. Yeah. They're not going to be ones that last forever.
Those are great. And I always say it's not what you say, Jana Gagelin. It's how you say it.
Well, I just love the stories.
Yeah. You know? Well, you are a great storyteller.
So because it's National Girl Scout Day.
Look at this. Look at this. You brought me a gift.
Yes,
you brought
I did.
Me a gift. I got to see what flavor these are. Oh, man.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the happiest man on the planet. Thank you, Janet Gagelin. I got Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for another great segment. National Girl Scout Day going on today. And I got Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, put a big smile on my face. 822 here at the Voice of the Valley. Morning Zoo is up next.
Forget the awkward team-building icebreakers. This is how you bring your crew together. VIP club suites at ND Country Fest 2026. All-inclusive drinks, all-you-can-eat food, 20 feet in the air with the best view of the festival. It's like a company outing, but with actual fun. Perfect for employee appreciation top clients or your work hard, play harder crew. Reserve your 2026 suite now at ndcountryfest.com or email Kip at ndcountryfest.com.
Farming is hard work, long days, long seasons, and a lot of things you can't control. Most farmers just push through and keep going, but carrying it all alone wears you down. Taking care of your mental health isn't about being soft. It's about staying sharp, staying safe, and being there for the people who count on you. Talking to someone, checking in with a neighbor, or asking to help when things pile up is part of the work, just like maintaining your equipment. Strong farms need healthy people behind them. Look out for yourself. Look out for each other. Because safer farms start with a clear mind. Take care of yourself by texting HOME to 741. That's HOME. And the number to text is 741. Choose Casey Formanek with Country Financial in Wahpeton, where he makes insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for home, car, or more, he takes the time to understand your specific insurance needs and explain what option works best for you. Call Casey at 701-353-6071 to book an appointment today. Auto and home insurance policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, and Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
When it comes to care for the people you love, you want a facility that checks all the boxes. Around here, that facility is Twin Town Villa. Personal care and heartfelt attention? Check. A staff that acts and reacts to residents' wants, wishes, and needs? Check. Peace of mind that comes from knowing that there are helping hands and loving arms available for your special people 24/7? Check. So when it comes to checking all the boxes, three words stand out. Twin Town Villa. See it for yourself. Stop in for a personalized tour today.
I've been feeling so stressed, but I don't want to burden anyone.
I'm overwhelmed, and I don't know where to get support.
My brother's struggling, and I'm not sure how to help.
Mental Health Minnesota is